Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're inside the world's biggest pregame show. 100 hours of Texans Chiefs coverage. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez. Houston, let's get in the loop.
The question is, how do the people feel about this? 713-572-4610. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Game week. 3 days. 81 hours and 20 minutes. Texans versus Kansas City Chiefs. It is the world's biggest pregame show. Rolls on. 100 hours of nonstop Texans coverage taking you up to kickoff. The return to the scene of the crime. 24-0. Texans lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're looking to avenge that loss. We got you covered. Wall to wall. Again, 81 hours, 20 minutes away. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Two best words you can hear in radio. It is game week, John Lopez.
Yeah, it is. And I got a question for you and Figgy, and I got a question for all our listeners. Two-part question, and it's very, very important. Number one, did you honestly, in your heart, as optimistic as we could be, did you honestly in your heart believe that given everything that's happening that we would actually get here? That's part one. And part two, doesn't it make it a lot sweeter when you know you're going to have a quarterback until he's 30 years old, at least 6-7 more years? You got it. You got your quarterback locked up and you got game week here. Serious question, not rhetorical. In your heart of hearts, forget the optimism. We were all optimistic that we would get here. Did you think we would actually get here to this week? Because it's awesome.
I did. Never a doubt.
I didn't.
Never a doubt.
You didn't?
I didn't.
I didn't know. So we got the entire spectrum covered. You did. You figured they would figure out a way to get it done. Figgy didn't. And I was just like, man, I don't know. But guess what? It's here. Shout out to Stanford Route. Guess what? It's here. And it's awesome, and we have 100 hours of the world's biggest. It's warranted, right? In a time like this, with a game this big, it's warranted to have a 100-hour pregame show. So we're on, baby.
Yeah, we're definitely on. And Deshaun Watson got paid. 6 more years of Deshaun Watson is what you have to look forward to. Other than Patrick Mahomes, this is the largest total contract as well as guarantee in league history. We knew it was coming. It came Saturday, as did many other things. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, Deshaun signs on the dotted line, a very emotional press conference. We'll hear that over the course of this show. I think the keys to the franchise, we thought he already had them, but they were officially handed to Deshaun Watson. And I think it's very symbolic that not only is Deshaun Watson getting the keys to the franchise, the first time he steps on the field as the face of the franchise of the Houston Texans, it's going to be against a team that many people think will be in the way of the Houston Texans reaching their next goal. You got your franchise quarterback. That was goal one. Goal two is obviously to win the whole effing thing. Yeah. And the team that's going to be in your way, the team that broke your heart last year, team that won the Super Bowl and hoisted the trophy that you long for, is going to be the first team you face Thursday night to kick off not just the Texans season, but the NFL season as a whole that John Lopez and many other people did not see coming.
Yeah, look, and they are the team. They are one of two teams, I feel, in the AFC that are between you and where you want to get as an organization. And what better way to have those two teams right out of the chute? Obviously, what better way to kick off the NFL season than to literally kick off the entire NFL season Thursday night with the Houston Texans and the Chiefs, and get that gauge, man. Get find out where you are, you know, on September 10th, 2020, after everything that's happened. You'll be able to find out exactly where you are in the pecking order, or at least gauge yourself.
It's going to be a sprint. I mean, it came out of nowhere. We didn't even have any preseason games warning us. It came out of nowhere. And 2 weeks from today, when the lights are on and we're doing a show and it's Reaction Monday, we would have watched the Texans face the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
It comes at you fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming at you extremely fast. And Deshaun Watson is going to be the guy in charge. He's going to get to face two of the other best young quarterbacks in the league, one of them who's the only one that has a bigger contract than his, and the other one, the one who won the MVP last year, Lamar Jackson. Here is Deshaun Watson after he got paid. It got very emotional. They surprised him with his family, Dabo Sweeney, Justin Verlander, a lot of other guys. We'll hear that at 10:40. But here is Deshaun Watson, an emotional Deshaun Watson, talking about the responsibility he has as the face of the franchise of the Houston Texans here on the world's biggest pregame show.
I mean, I'm lost to words, honestly. I've been crying a lot of it, really. You know, an amazing moment for me to be able to extend my career in a location, in a place, in a home that my family love, that I love, that, you know, I want to continue to dive into the community most of all, and just continue to build my legacy, just build our legacy and do something that we never been done before. You know, growing up, my word has always been legendary. You know, Gainesville High School, we never won a state championship. And I was the first quarterback to do it. Clemson University, they haven't won a state champion or a national championship since who knows when. I was the first one to do it. And the Houston Texans organization, being so new, we haven't even got to that stage yet. And for me to be able to have that opportunity with a whole bunch of great other teammates, great coaching staff, great organization, and people up front, I want to be able to have that on my statue too.
And the best thing about it to me was a bit of news that Aaron Wilson included. We've seen the numbers on Deshaun Watson's contract. You just laid it out. But the best thing about it to me, as Aaron Wilson pointed out yesterday, no trade clause in it.
I mean.
No trade clause.
I mean.
What?
I mean.
You think they'd like, well, of course he can, he can change that. But at least he's making the commitment. It's kind of what I've been talking about. Like, you want me here, I'll be here.
They're going to try to trade Deshaun?
No. But I'm saying, but if anything happens where he can, you know, he's based, it's more from his perspective than the Texans' perspective. No way the Texans are going to trade him. But this is Deshaun saying, I'm in. I want a no trade clause. You know, it's more of a kind of a symbolic gesture than anything, and that meant a lot, I think, to the Texans.
How big of a deal is this? Because a part of me says, well, we knew this was coming, this was gonna get done, this isn't like I think the best deals that front offices make are the deals where you sign a guy for under market value, he overperforms that contract, and then you just keep it moving. Those to me are the best deals to evaluate a front office. But when it comes to King Bill and Jack Easterby, Jack and Bill, how big of a deal is this in the big scheme of things? How much credit am I supposed to give them for locking up Deshaun Watson?
It's a no-brainer to lock up Deshaun Watson. So you don't give them a lot of credit there. You give them credit for the way it worked out, where, you know, the commitment is so high. They're basically, you know, the gestures on both sides I thought were significant. Them saying, look, we're going to make you the second highest paid quarterback on the planet because we feel like you are worth it. And then his gesture was the no trade clause. You know, back at you, big fella. I don't want to go anywhere. Well, you know, we are here. We're locked arm in arm. Everybody knows that things can change at the drop of a hat. We may be calling for Bill O'Brien's head 2 Mondays from now, you know, but at least for now, you got to give them credit for locking him up. You got to give him credit for, you know, performing at such a level that he gets this deal. And they clearly are in this together for the long haul as of now.
What do you mean by long haul?
Long haul.
Like, what is long haul? Like, is Bill O'Brien going to get an extension that lines up with Deshaun Watson?
If Bill O'Brien gets it done, well, no, it's not going to line up with Deshaun Watson.
Define it. What is it?
Super Bowl. You got to get to a Super Bowl. I'm not saying win a Super Bowl per se, but you got to get to a Super Bowl. You got to get to an AFC Championship and have a chance to get to a Super Bowl or get there within the next 2 years. And they're saying to each other, we believe we can do that. It was more, we knew he was going to get paid. It was more how it worked out that it just made it look like these, they're all pulling the rope in the same direction, that they have confidence in each other that they can get it done. That's what this means to me.
To me, it's just, I think it's just more symbolic. I think it just becomes official. Like, you knew it was going to happen, but it just kind of becomes official. But as far as, you know, crediting a front office and stuff for getting this done, I do think it's a win-win for both sides. But I think really, it's really Deshaun Watson got what he wanted. This was more so about what Deshaun wanted. If Deshaun wanted a Pat Mahomes contract and he wanted to demand that and have a longer deal, he would have gotten that. If Deshaun would have wanted something in the middle, he would have gotten that. Deshaun Watson had the leverage.
Yeah.
So to me, I think it's symbolic. I think it's historic. I think it's huge. I don't think there are too many bigger events in franchise history when someone officially gets handed the keys to the organization that's been starved for quarterbacks for a long time. But as far as me sitting here and saying, all right, Jack and Bill, there you go.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think it's common sense.
I totally agree.
Anyone could have done this.
That's the first thing that popped into my mind was that word, and I've already used it here a couple of times, was symbolic gestures on each side. Deshaun Watson, nobody's going to say, oh, wow, you signed Deshaun Watson? Wow, cool. Didn't see that coming. No, of course you saw it coming that he was going to sign. I think the meaningful things here are that they got it done and the way that they approached it, even the way they handled Deshaun, the announcement. And remember I was talking last week about taking a bow? That's what I was talking about. And they definitely took a bow, and we're going to play that at 10:40, by the way. Because a lot of people have heard about this press conference that they had on the announcement, but a lot of people actually haven't heard it, and it was
pretty strong. It was powerful. I think the most impressive thing that was done this weekend was the way in which they put that press conference together.
Yes. So if you haven't heard it, it made it
seem symbolic.
That's my whole point, Landry.
Nathan, Omar, yeah. Amy, everybody.
And the people they brought in.
If I left anyone out, I apologize. That got that together. That was what was symbolic,
right?
And that right there, you connected on a human element with Deshaun Watson. You'd already felt it, but they made it feel like this isn't just the quarterback of your football team. This is a guy that's going to be the face of your city. This is the guy that's going to be the face of your community. That's what this is.
That's my whole point right there.
What, from the PR staff, I think they went above and beyond. But as far as agreeing to the contract, it's not disrespect.
No.
That's the easy part.
No. To me, that's almost a secondary story. They were going to sign him. That's not the story. But I had a wow moment with this. The wow was how they handled it on both sides and that press conference.
And we'll hear that press conference at 10:40. Part one of it. We're going to hear Deshaun Watson. We'll hear his family. We'll hear Dabo Sweeney. We'll hear all kinds of stuff here on Labor Day. If you are off, we appreciate you for rocking with us with the radio.com app. If you're working, hey, thank you very much. We'll get you through it. We'll make it quick. Just don't look at that clock. Just ride along with us all the way up till kickoff. We are about, what are we now? Let me do my 81 hours away. 81 hours and 8 minutes away. 8 o'clock today. It's going to be a special day. 5 o'clock, you're going to hear from... You're going to hear from Bill O'Brien, presented by Amergy Bank. This is the best version of Bill O'Brien you get each week. It's starting now with Vandy and Harris. He goes a little bit more candid. 8 o'clock, commercial-free replay, courtesy of Texans Radio. A Texans Radio production, commercial-free replay, week 13. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans beat the New England Patriots. You remember the flip to Nuke Hopkins? You remember getting off to that big lead? You remember DJ Reader doing his thing? Damn, I just mentioned two guys who are no longer with us. Trying to get excited, and damn me. But we are going to hear that at 8 o'clock commercial free. It is the world's biggest pregame show here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a reaction Monday. Deshaun Watson, the signing of Deshaun, not the only move that was made this weekend. Cuts were made, including the loss of a guy who started for the Texans last year. We'll tell you who that is. We're also going to have to weigh in on the C word. Clowney is officially an old Oiler. World's biggest pregame show continues next.
Love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself.
You're inside the world's biggest pregame show. 100 hours of Texans Chiefs coverage. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, 81 hours away. Texans versus Chiefs. Rosters are shaping up, not just here in H-Town, but around the division as a whole. We'll get to the cuts that Bill O'Brien made over the weekend. But before we do, some closure, I guess, if you will. Hopefully I can get the closure that I've longed for.
You're looking for some closure.
One of my favorite Texans of all time. Mm-hmm. Can I hear the voice, Figgy, please?
Love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself.
I'm trying. I was until I heard you, man.
I'm a lover, man.
And I was until I saw you. Yesterday, 5 a.m., wake up, go to the restroom. I open up the 2020 version of the newspaper, also known as a smartphone. Scroll down my timeline, and I'll be damned if I don't see that man, Jadeveon Clowney, sitting in front of a PJ, a private jet, with Amy Adams Strunk, celebrating Clowney's arrival to the Titans. It was an active weekend for Jadeveon Clowney, J-Lo. We wondered where he'd go. We did not want him to be in the division, but it has happened. He is an old Oiler. Here's Ian Rapoport on the breakdown.
Oh, really? Ian Rapoport reported it?
Of how this went down.
This came down to the Saints versus the Titans. The Titans end up getting him. He goes back with Mike Vrabel. But listen to what the Saints were trying to do to create cap space. They were attempting an unprecedented sign and trade where one team, presumably the Cleveland Browns, would sign Clowney, give him a signing bonus, pay some of that signing bonus, obviously, and then trade Clowney to the Saints in exchange for a second-round draft pick and a player. The league wouldn't allow it. You can't basically trade cash. But the Saints were going to an incredible length to try to land Jadeveon Clowney and create space for him.
All right. How big of a deal is this? Because I sat here yesterday as the world's biggest pregame show kicked off with Wade Smith, and I sat here with Cecil Shorts, and I sat here with Clint Sterner.
Mm-hmm.
Clint and Wade both agreed this makes the Titans the favorite in the division. Case closed. End of story. No questions asked. AFC championship appearance last year. This is their missing piece. How big of a move is this? Do you agree with him that the Tennessee Titans are now the favorite in the AFC South?
I kind of agree with him, not to be wishy-washy, but I still think the Colts are going to be, but that's just my personal preference. The Colts are going to be a problem. It's definitely a three-horse race, and the Texans might be playing catch-up. They may have to come down the stretch with a big run to use that to horse racing metaphor. Shout out to the Kentucky Derby, by the way, which nobody saw. Listen, they're a defense that got their last piece. They got the piece that they believe, and I think is easy to believe, can put them over the top. Jadeveon Clowney, you may have your own personal feelings about how he played here, what he was here, maybe some of the injuries, et cetera, early in his career. You can have all those feelings you want, but they've got a guy that is an absolute game changer. You got a game plan for him kind of guy. And that's going to be a real problem for everybody that the Titans face.
And, I mean, I think he's playing for a coach who, Mike Vrabel, who was the defensive coordinator here. And you can say how bad the defense was in 2017. There were a lot of injuries. But to me, if you look at Jadeveon Clowney and his time with the Texans, and he had some good memories, the 4-12 season was as impressive as it got, because one of the biggest knocks on Clowney was this guy doesn't play hard. He doesn't give it everything he's got. Anyone who watched him knows that that's ridiculous. But he never quit during that 4-12 season. And who was his defensive coordinator and who was his linebacker coach? It was Mike Vrabel. So I think you need to keep an eye on this. I think I got an idea of what Jadeveon Clowney is going to be like the two times that he faces the Houston Texans. I think I got a pretty good idea. Let's go back to a classic movie entitled The Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Jefferson.
This is what I think the Texans have in store for them when they faced the old Oilers two times in 2020.
I don't believe those guys believe you did this to Jefferson's car.
Well, they told him that. I can't believe it.
Jefferson's going to really make Lincoln pay for this.
It's going to be... Yeah, that guy's going to totally destroy them, annihilate. You know what I mean? He is pissed off.
A lot of seizures, all that type of stuff.
He started knocking fools everywhere.
On the field. So Clowney is officially a Tennessee Titan. Going to be interesting. They play a week from tonight. You'll actually hear that on Sports Radio 610 as well. It's going to be part of the doubleheader, courtesy of Westwood One, Tennessee Titans versus Denver. So it's going to be in Denver. We don't know how much we'll see of Clowney, but you got to think maybe they're going to try to get him ready, go out there and get some limited participation. Other moves that the Texans made over the weekend. One significant loss, I guess you could say, because it is a guy who started for the Texans last year, actually played 40% of the defensive snaps each of the past 2 years. Only recorded one sack during that time, which is not great. But Angelo Blackson was cut. Texans wanted to bring him back to the practice squad, but Angelo Blackson goes to Arizona. He joins their 53-man roster. And also going to Arizona, Jordan Thomas cuts. He chooses to go to Arizona instead of Houston. These are the two moves that stuck out. Other than that, anyone they cut returned back to the practice squad. But those are the two guys they lose, both to Arizona. Angelo Blackson, a starting defensive lineman, and Jordan Thomas, tight end, third-year tight end. Four touchdowns his rookie year, but they chose Kahale Waring over Jordan Thomas. That was the decision that they made.
I was a little bit surprised. Not a lot surprised. A little bit surprised that Jordan Thomas did not make this squad. He wasn't having an amazing camp, but, you know, he had his moments here and there.
By the way, I want to say something.
The one that surprised me a little bit was Blackson. They relied on Blackson a lot. You just laid it out, 40% of the snap.
Which I don't think is really a good thing.
That's huge.
But one sack.
No, I understand, but I mean, given his position, you know, that's not exactly and his performance over the years, he's not exactly a sack guy, but they used him a lot.
I will say Blackson was, if you talk about all three phases, he was very important on special teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs game, which, by the way, 81 hours away. This is the world's biggest pregame show. He was the one who blocked the punt.
I forgot about that.
He was the one who blocked the punt that Lonnie Johnson scooped. And
nobody's talking about guys.
To the great Texans getting that 24-0 lead. He's also blocked a couple of field goals in the last couple of years. So some of the biggest plays on special teams, he hadn't gotten the credit. Angelo Blackson was one of those guys. So I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make, but I do know that he was a very good special teams player, not necessarily someone you wanted to start. We've been talking about the water polo tight end. They chose the water polo tight end over Jordan Thomas. They made it very clear. We like Kahale Waring more than Jordan Thomas. That's the decision they made. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to live with that. I'm not going to sit here and say Jordan, they're going to rue the day that they get rid of Jordan Thomas, but I do think that Jordan Thomas could have helped this team in the red zone. I think Jordan Thomas, if you were asking me who I trust to play on a Sunday or Thursday in this case, I trust him more than Kahale Waring, but they don't feel that way.
I can tell you confidently the Texans are weak at tight end. I mean, you look at this offense, and this is an offense where this is a team where offense is going to carry the freight, right? You know, with all the receivers, with Deshaun, obviously, and certainly the backside of the backfield. You look at this tight end group, you've got soon-to-be 35-year-old Darren Fells. You have Jordan Akins, who had probably the best camp of the bunch, so he's your guy. And Kahale Waring, who has not stepped foot on an NFL football field in a game that matters. Kahale Waring, who has had one good practice that we know of, one good scrimmage that we know of, the entire camp. I mean, let's just be honest here. They're weak at tight end. They are weak at tight end.
You think?
It's gone from a relatively strong unit last year and the year before. Remember, we were talking about how surprised we were how well the tight ends were playing last year. You got Akins and Fells, and Fells is going to be 35. Akins is okay, but he's been a little erratic. And then you got Kahale Waring hadn't played a game.
No, not even a preseason game.
All of a sudden, you wake up one day and you're like, man, Hope they throw the ball a lot to Duke and David Johnson. Because
yeah,
I think the have you actually ever seen a water polo?
Not on a field.
I think the personnel groupings are going to be a little bit different. We might see some 20, mm-hmm. which is two backs, no tight ends. We might see some 10, which is one back, no tight ends. Keep an eye on that. The personnel is going to be interesting. In the old system, seems like you needed tight ends. We'll see how Tim Kelly's system looks. Less than 81 hours away from now. World's biggest pregame show continuing. By the way, tomorrow, 7:45 a.m., be listening to Payne and Pendergast for the code word. They're going to give you a code word. You get that code word, and you got a chance to win an autographed helmet from a member of the Houston Texans. So get ready. It's going to be a starter, going to be a contributor. Get ready, listen to that code word, and we'll keep hooking you up, not only with the best, biggest pregame show ever, also with some free gear. 7:45 tomorrow on Payne and Pendergast. Deshaun Watson. His family provided the city of H-Town with an emotional moment we will never forget. We're going to revisit it. We're going to hear it. I'm not crying. You're crying next.
My boy D. White in the Bentley truck. Oh, yeah. I see your boy. Hey, represent, baby. Yeah.
Live from Twin Peaks Studios, it's the Kickoff Countdown. We're less than 81 hours from the Texans taking on the defending Super Bowl champs. Listen to the Texans opener right here on Sports Radio 610. We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
My boy D. White in the Bentley truck. Oh, yeah. I see your boy. Hey, represent, baby. Yeah.
Represent. World's biggest pregame show continuing here on Sports Radio 610. Deshaun, emotional, to say the very least. We'll hear from him. I love the way they started this press conference off. A-plus grade from the podium critic. But let's go to the phones. Texans 81 hours-ish away from facing the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop on a game week. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's nice to get some football going again. But from my understanding was that we didn't for all the players at camp, Waring seemed to be the guy that got yelled at the most.
When I was there, that is true. When I was there, that was the case.
So, is this guy is more suited to be a blocker, or because I don't know how much we're going to be leaning into our tight ends with all the pass catchers we have, not only on the inside, outside, but also in the backfield. But I don't see us being a tight end heavy offense. I think we might set up a tight end for, you know, in a situation where it's not expected, but. What I'm looking at is something that just seems like we're going to be using them more for blocking.
Yeah, look, that's a great point. No, that's a great point. And Landry, when I mentioned that, the Texans are weak at tight end. The Texans know that. I mean, they know where their strengths are and where they may not say weak, but they know what they're going to use the most. So to that caller's point, the Texans might have big plans for Duke and David Johnson out of the backfield, big plans for the four wide. Big plans for all kinds of things. And just they may be planning going in with their eyes wide open. We're going to use our tight ends to block and maybe here and there. And that's about it.
Kahale Waring's not blocking anybody.
Well, no. That absolutely true.
I
want to
make
that
clear. Yeah. He's a, quote, willing blocker. But Kahale Waring's not blocking anybody. Yeah. I don't even know if they're going to have three tight ends active at this point. I really don't. Mm-hmm. When you have Kiki QT and Carter on the squad, I think – it's going to be interesting. I'll just put it that way. It's going to be interesting to see how they do handle that. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop.
Hey, man. What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you know, I don't got a problem with Deshaun Watson's contract. You guys know I'm jaded. I got something to bitch about all the time. But, you know, say, man, get money, get your bag. But I need Deshaun Watson to be more consistent. I just need him to be more consistent. You know, I love his story, you know, coming out of hood. I came out of the hood, man, and I really feel him. But on a side note, man, you know, I'm older right now. I'm in my 40s right now, and I done been in Houston, lived on the East Coast for a long time, came back home, and stuff. And I didn't see all of the stars in Houston, the Beyoncé's, Scarface's, DJ Screw, all of them, Elijah One. But you know, they was all kind of older, and you know, but now we living in a time in Houston where we got Deshaun Watson here, we got Meg Thee Stallion, we got Travis Scott, it's somebody, Lizzo, even though she ain't my, you know, flavor. It's just like anywhere I look now, nationwide, I'm hearing about Houston people, and it just, it feels kind of good, man, to have a whole bunch of young stars here, man, and I'm probably missing some, you know, the older people, you know, they didn't went on with their lives right now, but we got like four or five, like, legit stars around the world, household names, that's what I'm going to say, household names now. Like I said, Lizzo may not be your flavor, but that's a lot of other people's flavor all around the world, because she got a Grammy, but she do got a big booty, and I'm out.
She do. Yeah. I love those big booties. She's got a knot, as I've been known to say. Yeah, Deshaun is, he is kind of one of the cool guys. I mean, it's as great as Hakeem Olajuwon was, they were selling Spaldings at Target and Walmart. Like, you know what I mean? Right, like, it wasn't like Hakeem Olajuwon was just like this, like, national icon that the little kids were following. It is a young guy with Deshaun Watson, but he's also right. Deshaun's got to get better. He's got to get into that upper echelon.
Well, I mean, it's not as if we haven't seen signs that he will get there. It's not as if we haven't struggled. Let's keep this in mind, too. And this is why it was so cool. And we're about to play that press conference. If you haven't heard it, the presentation was outstanding. And you're the podium critic, and I was just like, wow, you know, the whole time I was watching this. But just real quick on this, what Deshaun Watson, you know, this is a city that has craved a quarterback, has been dying to get a quarterback. You got a quarterback, man. I mean, if you've lived in this city for any amount of time, you know about Brock and Ryan Fitzpatrick and the ups and downs of Matt Schaub and just on and on and on. Cody Carlson, if you want to go back to the Oilers days. David Carr. So you, when you get one and you know that the potential is there and you've seen the potential and the consistency, you just latch on. And so that was a no-brainer, as we said in the first segment today. It was not a surprise they signed him. It was cool that there was this moment of mutual respect and love for each other and mutual respect, commitment to each other.
Here is Deshaun Watson. Now, the press conference started out, we know that it's Zoom, so it's a lot easier to have surprises like this. But before Deshaun Watson answered questions from the media types, it was set up to where people from his past, his high school coach, Dabo Sweeney, his family members, and you'll hear some other people surprise Deshaun Watson after he signed this life-changing contract. Here is a very emotional, pivotal moment in Texans history involving Deshaun Watson.
I've tried to. It's a long list. Honestly, it's so many people from back home, so many people from my college career, and so many people from my NFL career that's been helping me along the way. I couldn't have done this by myself. This has definitely been a lot of sacrifice, a lot of attention to detail, discipline. And just really just a lot of heart and passion and love, you know, just putting into everything that I can, you know, to get to this moment.
Coach Sweeney, got to unmute yourself, Coach.
What's up, D-Dub?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, you just said something. You just finished your opening statement with the word moment. So proud of you, and I'm so thankful that I was had a chance to be a part of a great moment your sophomore year in high school when you called me and said, hey, Coach, I'm going to be your quarterback, and I'm coming to Clemson. D-Dub, that was a great moment. And I'm so thankful that I had a chance to be a part of such a great moment when you came to Clemson. It was a great moment. I remember when your mom was declared cancer-free. That was a great moment.
Right.
A great moment. And I remember being at the draft with you when you got drafted. I was mad as anything that night. I was mad. I was mad. And you were sitting there just like, man, God's got this, and he's going to take me where. And I'm sitting over there going, you're right. And in the meantime, I'm punching tables. but to hear your name called, that was a great moment. And, man, I just am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful that I get a chance to be a part of another great moment. All right. You're going to have a lot of great moments the rest of your life. All right. But it's all about how you live between the moments.
Right.
All about how you live between the moments. And you are the epitome of everything that's good and right in this world. All right. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of your life. It's a blessing to just have a seat to observe and watch a young man just grow and mature and equip himself and transform his life. And you're going to have a lot of more great moments. And right. I think it's very fitting that the title of your book is Pass It On. All right. And so God trusts you and God is blessing you so you can bless others. All right.
Yes,
with your talents, with your resources. So you just continue to let that light shine, continue to smile, continue to be that leader that you are, and continue to be that legendary quarterback yes. that you are as well. But hey, I love you. I'm so happy for Miss Deanne. I'm happy for Aunt Sonia. I'm happy for just to be a part of such a great moment and just be a part of your journey. And this is what it's all about for me. So I love you. Enjoy the moment.
Love you too, Coach. Listen, appreciate it.
Listen, we taking pay cuts around here. I might need just hold 1,000. let me be first in line, just a small loan.
You know I got you, Coach.
This is Deshaun Watson, the beginning of his press conference. That was Dabo Swinney. You're going to hear from many guests, including his entire family. You're going to hear from his high school coach, among others. The world's biggest pregame show continues on Sports Radio 610.
You know I got you, Coach.
All right. Congrats, my man. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Thanks, Coach. Justin?
Deshaun, what's up, my man?
What's up, JB? I'm good.
Hey, we don't work for this. But this is something that comes along with the hard work. And, you know, I saw your Instagram post earlier today where you mentioned your family and your friends and all those that have kind of blessed you and touched you along the way and made you who you are. And it's moments like these, man, where you get the opportunity to thank those people. And I'm so happy that that you were able to do that and go on in Houston. I mean,
right.
Being able to go to these games the last couple of years and sit in a stadium and see how much Houston loves you and how much you love them back and how much, you know, you've become part of this city, to see you be able to sign this extension, man. It's pretty special. I haven't been here for long, but you know, I feel like this city, you know, I can tell the vibe that they have for you and how much they love right. you. So,
thank you, man. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
I mean, from that dinner, remember that dinner we had last year?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
talking about all of it.
Exactly. Talking about all of it, man. It's crazy how fast it comes. And, you know, I'm thankful to be able to call you a friend and be able to watch you in Houston for a long time to come. And, you know, man, I don't know what else to say, but congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Tell the family I said hello too.
Of course I will, man. I will. Congratulations, bro. And hope to see you
Thank
soon.
You, bro. All right. We'll see each other.
Thanks, Justin. Ethan.
Yep. Hey, what's up, Deshaun? And also, congratulations. It's been a long time. So right. for the people who don't know, I was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago. And I used to watch Deshaun from my hospital bed. I just remember watching you escape all the sacks and just throw touchdowns. And so once when we found out I was able to have a make-a-wish, I was like, of course, it has to be Deshaun. You know, this guy put me through, like, no matter how bad my day was going, I could always have a smile on my face knowing that Deshaun Watson is my quarterback. So, yeah, and then when that day finally came for Make-A-Wish, you put me under your wing, man, and it was just amazing. And just thank you for all that you've done, and I'm glad you got paid. You deserve it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate everything. Appreciate our friendship that we've been growing. Yeah. You look good, man. You got your hair on, everything.
I know. Look at this. It's back, it. You know?
Yes, sir.
I'm back. But, yeah, I've been feeling great. I'm in the maintenance part of my treatment right now. I'll be free of treatment on January 2022. So,
that's a blessing, man. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. We won't both continue to work and, you know, get to the promised land for sure.
Heck yeah.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Deshaun.
Thank you, man. Good seeing you.
Thanks, Ethan. Coach Perry.
What's up, stranger?
What's up, Coach?
Man, I can't tell you. We actually had our picture day today. I saw on social media, you know, I saw that, and everybody's like, oh, my God. And, I mean, I just can't tell you just like today is one of the happiest days of my life to see this happen for you and your family. Cause nobody deserves it more, to see where you've come from. You're what's right about this game. You're what's right about what a role model is supposed to be. You're just such an inspiration to so many, this community, this state, everywhere. And, I've just been so blessed to be a small part of your life. And, I know my family, they're just ecstatic, and we're so happy for your family. You know, I looked it up earlier today, in the last 50 years, and somebody have to check this, see if I'm right, but Joe Namath is like the only quarterback in the last 50 years to win a state championship, a college, win the national championship, and then to win a Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
And Joe Namath, I guarantee you're going to win a Super Bowl at some point in your career.
Most definitely. You already know that, Coach.
But
appreciate that, man. That would give me the cry, man.
You still got that little notebook I gave you that first ever meeting we had?
I do. I mean, we used to be the Peyton Manning of high school football.
Yep. Let's tell my wife about that today. But, man, I love you, and congratulations.
Love you too, Coach.
All right, man.
Thank you, Coach. We'll finish up with the Watson family.
Congratulations,
thank you, appreciate it.
Well, all your grinding, boy, done paid off, boy. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, bro.
You got all the keys to the office now. Go to the Super Bowl.
Congratulations, Sean. I love you. And Auntie just got to say something on behalf of your mama and this whole family. Your mama's so proud of you and for what you have become. And we know God gonna keep doing great things in your life. And you just live, honey, and be happy and accept whatever he bring your way and just keep going. And we just want you to know we love you.
Yes, ma'am. We love you.
I love y'all too.
I love you.
I'm proud of you.
Proud.
Thank you. So thank you. Appreciate it. What's up, Junior? Look at him. He being shy today. You know, usually he like the camera. Okay, that's why. That's why. I love y'all. I appreciate everything. I can't wait to see y'all. For real.
We can't wait to see you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
That's an emotional Deshaun Watson. Very well put together. We'll hear more from Deshaun at 12:40. We'll keep getting into this. 713-572-4610. World's biggest pregame show. Continuing about 80-ish hours away from kickoff, Texans versus Chiefs, 100 hours of nonstop Texans coverage. Deshaun Watson, more than a quarterback. He does a lot for the community. And in amidst this world's biggest pregame show, we want to do some stuff for the community as well and have a positive impact. So starting tomorrow, we're going to team up with the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation and their My Home Library campaign.
Mm-hmm.
61%. This is a crazy statistic. When I saw this is crazy. 61% of low-income families have no books in their homes. None. Kids growing up with no books. And with your help, we're going to do everything we can to change that this week. We'll have more details for you tomorrow, but be ready because this is one of the good things that we're going to do leading up to the Texans versus the Chiefs.
One of the good things about our city, the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation and their My Home Library campaign, you heard him, 61% of low-income families with no books in their homes. Let's change that. We're going to have more details for you very, very soon.
It is the world's biggest pregame show in the loop, Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on Reaction Monday. We'll take some calls, 713-572-4610. And I want to get into Watson and Mahomes. Both of them got paid in the offseason, but there's one person who didn't get paid, and I think we need to dive into what exactly this means about the Texans organization next.
Watson!
That boy is good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.